ESPN 93.5 Sunny 95.3.
And on Fridays, we welcome you via Lum, political humorist and satirist. You can find him at aneveningwiththepresidents.com. It's Bill Melberg. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Stevie. Hello, Diane.
Hello.
And greetings, ESPN Radio and Sunny listeners.
Bill, the Obama administration has been getting deeper and deeper into trouble this week as the investigations continue into the IRS scandal, gaining momentum on Capitol Hill. IRS officials Stephen Miller and Doug Shulman seem to be suffering from amnesia as they're unable to remember who gave the order to target and harass nearly 500 conservative and Tea Party organizations that applied for tax-exempt status. And when Lois Lerner, another IRS official, faced a House committee, she took the fifth, refusing to answer any questions on the grounds that she did not wish to incriminate herself. At the same time, Ms. Lerner insisted that she's done nothing illegal. This is a really serious scandal, isn't it?
Well, yes, it is. It surely is, Stevie and Diane. And, you know, the Republicans aren't the only ones demanding answers to their questions. Just listen to Democrat Congressman Stephen Lynch from Massachusetts talking to Doug Shulman and Lois Lerner on Wednesday.
The federal government. But there's something else at play here. If we don't get, if this committee is prevented by obstruction or by refusal to answer the questions that we need to get to the bottom of this, you will leave us no alternative but to ask for the appointment of a special prosecutor or appointment to special counsel to get to the bottom of this. This is a very serious matter. We would like to handle it in this committee. But if I watched the last hearing where or the IRS had no names and no direction as to who led these investigations, who chose the terms to be used, and basically stonewalled the committee. That cannot continue. We know where that will lead. It will lead to a special prosecutor. It will lead to special counsel being appointed to get to the bottom of this. So I hope that's not the approach of the IRS going forward, because there will be hell to pay if that's the route that we chose to go down.
Wow, he's a Democrat?
Yes, and Congresswoman Tammy Duckworth, she's another Democrat from here in the Chicago suburbs. She grilled those IRS officials, too, basically shaming Doug Shulman in the process. And meanwhile, over on the Senate side, Senator John Cornyn of Texas is setting up a website for victims of the IRS targeting operation to tell their stories of harassment and abuse. And, you know, more and more people from across the country are coming forward to do just that.
So how can the Obama administration extinguish this growing political firestorm?
Well, Diane, the Obama White House still has its attackwatch.com website up and running.
That's the website the Obama campaign created for Obama supporters to report the names of anyone they hear saying bad things about the president. In other words, to snitch on Obama's detractors.
That's right. And our crack ESPN radio staff has just obtained a secret copy of the new message that is being prepared for the attackwatch.com website to combat the growing scandal in Washington. Let's take a listen. Greetings, my friends, and welcome once again to attackwatch.com. It's been a while since I last talked with you, so let's catch up with each other, shall we? You've probably been enjoying yourselves now that the Obama recovery is in full swing. Unemployment is down, housing starts are up, and the stock market is soaring. Yes, these are good times in America, all because our brilliant president, Barack Obama, has been cleaning up the mess left behind by George W. Bush and his millionaire and billionaire buddies. Millionaires and billionaires like Mitt Romney and Donald Trump. Apparently, all of this good news has been bad news for those heartless, selfish, evil Republicans. And with another election year coming up in 2014, they're doing everything they can to smear our dear leader. Oh, yes, it's true. Perhaps you've stumbled across a television newscast, or maybe you've glanced at the front page of a newspaper. And if you have, you might have heard about the trumped-up fuss that's being made over the IRS and Benghazi, whoever he is. Do you really think Barack Obama or any of his wonderful government workers would do anything unethical or illegal? Of course not. But you know the old saying, rumors sink ships, and we wouldn't want to sink our ship of state. So if you hear anyone spreading lies or rumors about our dear leader Barack Obama, contact attackwatch.com at once and give us their names and numbers. We'll turn the information over to the IRS, and they'll take care of it. Meanwhile, enjoy the summer, my friends, and don't forget, Big Brother is watching you.
Wow. That's a pretty hard-hitting counterpunch from attackwatch.com. Joining us now to talk about the White House scandals is our regular point-counterpoint team, Senator John McCain, Republican from Arizona, and former Congressman Barney Frank, Democrat from Massachusetts. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Stevie, my friend. Good morning, Diane, my friend.
Good morning.
Hello, Stevie. Hello, Diane.
Hi.
And hello, ESPN radio listeners.
Gentlemen, what's your take on the scandals in Washington? We begin with Senator McCain.
Stevie, I smell a White House cover-up. And what we really need to know are the answers to two questions. What did the president know, and when did he know it?
Barney Frank?
Stevie and Diane, once again, John McCain and all those other white-wing Republican rascals are trying to smear our hard-working president, Barack Obama. And once again, they're throwing mud and spreading rumors about the greatest leader we've ever had. It's outrageous.
But Congressman Frank, many Democrats are questioning the president as well. And this isn't the first time that Barack Obama has faced criticism from members of his own party. In fact, 5 years ago, Senator Hillary Clinton was hitting Barack Obama pretty hard with these rather harsh words just ahead of the 2008 Ohio primary.
You hear one thing in speeches, and then you see a campaign that has the worst kind of tactics, reminiscent of the same sort of Republican attacks on Democrats. Well, I am here to say that it is not only wrong, but it is undermining core Democratic principles. Since when do Democrats attack one another on universal health care? I thought we were trying to realize Harry Truman's dream. I thought this campaign finally gave us an opportunity to put together a coalition to achieve universal health care. That's what Senator Edwards and I fought for and talked about throughout the campaign. Just because Senator Obama chose not to present a universal health care plan does not give him the right to attack me because I did. So let's have a real campaign. Enough with the speeches and the big rallies and then using tactics that are right out of Karl Rove's playbook. This is wrong, and every Democrat should be outraged because this is the kind of attack that not only undermines core Democratic values but gives aid and comfort to the very special interests and their allies in the Republican Party who are against doing what we want to do for America. So shame on you, Barack Obama. It is time you ran a campaign consistent with your messages in public. That's what I expect from you. Meet me in Ohio. Let's have a debate about your tactics and your behavior in this campaign.
All right, Senator McCain, your reaction to that clip, sir.
Stevie, Hillary Clinton was exactly right about Barack Obama. And when you pull back the curtain, here's the man you'll find.
Do not arouse the wrath of the great and powerful Oz. I said, come back tomorrow.
If you are really great and powerful, you keep your promises.
Do you presume to criticize the great Oz? You ungrateful creatures, think yourselves lucky that I'm giving you audience tomorrow instead of 20 years from now.
Oh,
the great Oz has spoken.
Oh.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
it. It's true. There's no other wizard except me.
You humbug!
Yes, it's exactly so. I'm a humbug. Oh.
Yes, my friends, Barack Obama is a humbug.
And what exactly is a humbug?
Diane, according to Wikipedia, a humbug is a person or thing that tricks, deceives, talks, or behaves in a way that is deceptive, dishonest, false, or insincere.
Former Congressman Barney Frank, your response, sir?
Stevie, that's wee-wee the definition of a Republican.
And that will be the last word for this segment. When we come back, Political Humor's Bill Melberg will be bringing us a special Memorial Day tribute. Stay with us. It's ESPN 93.5, the new Sunny 95.3, and online at ESPNCU.com and SunnyCU.com. It's ESPN, the new Sunny 95.3. We are back with Political Humorist Bill Melberg. And Bill, in 1984, President Ronald Reagan gave an address in France to mark the 40th anniversary of the D-Day invasion.
Yes, he did. And in so doing, President Reagan paid tribute, really, to all of our men and women in uniform who've paid the price to protect and defend freedom around the world.
We stand on a lonely, windswept point on the northern shore of France. But 40 years ago at this moment, the air was dense with smoke and the cries of men, and the air was filled with the crack of rifle fire and the roar of cannon. Here in Normandy, the rescue began. At dawn on the morning of the 6th of June, 1944, 62 of the Rangers who scaled the cliffs there at Pointe aux Hope, now back 40 years later to the scene of their heroic action. These are the boys of Pointe aux Hope. These are the men who took the cliffs. It was a very moving experience. They were what General Marshall called our secret weapon, the best damn kids in the world. Where do we find them? Where do we find such men? And the answer came almost as quickly as I'd asked the question. Where we've always found them in this country. On the farms, the shops, the stores and the offices. They just are the product of the freest society the world has ever known. Someday, Liz, I'll go back, said Private First Class Peter Robert Zanatta of the 37th Engineer Combat Battalion and first assault wave to hit Omaha Beach. Lisa Zanatta Hen began her story by quoting her father who promised that he would return to Normandy. She ended with a promise to her father, who died 8 years ago of cancer. I'm going there, Dad. And I'll see the beaches and the barricades and the monuments. I'll see the graves, and I'll put flowers there just like you wanted to do. I'll feel all the things you made me feel through your stories and your eyes. I'll never forget what you went through, Dad, nor will I let anyone else forget. And Dad, I'll always be proud. Through the words of his loving daughter, who is here with us today, a D-Day veteran has shown us the meaning of this day far better than any president can. It is enough for us to say about Private Zanatta and all the men of honor and courage who fought beside him 4 decades ago, we will always remember. We will always be proud. We will always be prepared, so we may be always free.
I'm not sure how he made it through it, because I'm having a hard time making it through that. Wow.
Very touching.
Whew.
Yes, and that was actually an abbreviated version, and if we had seen the whole thing, he was pretty choked up, and everybody there was choked up, and the woman whose letter he was reading was sitting in front of him, so it was a very emotional thing.
Yep.
But it's an emotional thing for everybody who's lost loved ones in all of our wars, and I hope people take some time on Monday to remember them.
Bill, thank you very much. Great show. Thanks again. As always, we'll talk next Friday.
Oski Wow Wow.
That's Bill Melberg. You can find him at aneveningwiththepresidents.com. We'll be here Monday. I'll do my show Monday with Diane.
That's
we'll have Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, as always, at 7:30 Monday. If you're around Memorial Day, tune in. We'll be focusing a lot on the soldier and talking about Memorial Day and what the soldiers meant to us. Diane, thank you.
Enjoy the weekend.
Talk to you then. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. I'm Stevie J from Champaign. Have a great Memorial Day weekend.
Hey, Cardinal fans, don't...